and welcome to an extra special of What? This is off to a good start. An extra special episode of Analyze This, the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Hart.
And I am Hannah Gelb.
And together, we are going to be celebrating our four-year podcast anniversary and launching season five.
Holy crap.
Holy crap. Get buckle up if you're driving, especially. Okay. Enjoy. Hi, my buddy.
Hello, my buddy.
Hi, my pal. Oh, my goodness. Here we are, man.
It's so good to see your face. And, dude, who could have thought? Who could have thunk it?
Who could have thunk it? 4 years ago on this very day. 2/13, our podcast launched. Wow. And it was like so different from where we are today.
It was a very different world.
It was oh my
completely, I mean, I feel like 100 years worth of shit went down between then and now.
I completely agree. Man. I completely agree. I will say right now, I'm kind of more in love with the podcast than I've ever been.
Dude, you know? Yes. And I think I feel similarly. And I think it's because we have made so much like strides in our relationship and our like working relationship. Like, remember when I thought you were like always picking on me because you didn't like me?
Like, oh my God. Or you would be like, Hannah Hart, is our friendship only for the podcast?
I can't. And I would be, honestly,
I'd be like,
You told me that I said that, and I was like, what the fuck? No. I was like, oh my God. What the fuck was I on?
I don't know. Yeah. But like, also, I feel like, I feel so good because I feel like we've grown so much in terms of podcast professionals. And I know the listeners, I know it doesn't seem that way, but truly, like, my scale of happiness to podcast ratio has gone way, way up. Like, the studio produced, really regimented 4-episode recording sessions over the course of 2 days was great. And to be like, full disclosure, we've done a lot of great work. Mm. We've done a lot of great work. Mm-hmm. It's a great show. There's a lot of really great episodes of the highest NPR, like really excellent podcast quality, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. We did two live shows.
Dude, and we did two live shows.
And we went to South by Southwest.
And we went to PodCon.
And we went to PodCon. Oh my
so God. We've done four.
We've I done think. Four live shows. We met the McElroys, and I didn't even know how much I loved them until now. So I'm like, thank God I met them then when I was like, oh, these guys. And now I'm obsessed with them, and I would like... I made.
Yeah, you hadn't even listened to my brother.
I listened to like one episode. I made Griffin laugh. I told a joke and I made Griffin laugh. And this, I will carry with me for the rest of my days.
For the rest of my days.
Oh, what a delightful bunch of boys.
What a delightful bunch of young men. And Hannah, you can be close to your mic.
Okay, oh, okay. I know. I think I'm like
Hannah's
afraid of it.
Hannah's using a new mic. We have heard your pleas.
Yes.
We have heard your cries. We have heard your begging. We've heard your pleas and cries and helpful critiques about a certain table slammer. And we have improved Hannah Gelb's recording situation and given her a microphone. So
yes,
we'll see how today
and
goes,
thank
guys.
You so much to all the earbuds who reached out and were like, I hope it's okay that I say this, but it's really hard to hear when Hannah Gelb is like smacking her hands all over the place and making the microphone shake. You are absolutely within your rights to say that.
Oh, totally. Within your rights to say it.
And
it motivates us to find solutions. So thank you for experimenting with voicing your needs, mm-hmm, and allowing us to hold space for them and to improve in our quality of production. But I will say that over the course of these 4 years, and we'll jump into the outline, but I just wanted to say one last thing, which is being able to video chat with you and sit at my desk and record the podcast is a dream come true for me. This casual level of, we have some great guests sometimes, we always know when we're doing it, like, bada bing, bada boom, no matter what, it's Hannah and Hannah. Like, this is sustainable, man. I could do this till kingdom come, you know?
Dude, absolutely.
And we, and like, low expectation, high reward.
Yes. And I always feel like afterwards, even though, like, for example, today, I did not achieve any of my morning time things I wanted to do. But I know that when we're done recording, I'm going to be like, yeah,
I'm not a piece of shit after all.
I did. That was good. And we did it. And that required showing up and fuck yeah. And like, fucking yeah.
Yeah, dude. Along, we are together in partnership on the, at the end of year four of an artistic endeavor together, which is great, which is great. I don't know. I'm pretty freaking proud of us. And to celebrate that, Hannah, do you mind if I introduce what we're going to be doing?
Oh, go for it, my friend.
Well, to celebrate that, we are going to be playing some games, sharing some memories, and quizzing each other about who said what way back when. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy a word from our sponsors. And we're back. Oh, Hannah, you wanted to say something?
I would just like to say Becca Bot is so great because whenever she writes us a podcast outline, she puts like a little, some subtitles and one, or like, you know, titles. And one of them is relevance. So for example, if we're doing like, depression, relevance. Sometimes we also suffer from depression. And the relevance this time says, we did it! And it's just so great.
And I love that. I love that.
I love it. I love it. Oh, Becca, you're the best.
She's the best. Okay. Moving right along, shall we get this quiz show started?
Yes, let's do the quote game.
Yeah.
These are some quotes from our most played episodes from each year. Let's see if we can remember who said each quote. I think like that is probably fairly easy for both of us. Which year it's from, that's going to be impossible. And the topic of the episode, maybe. Okay.
Maybe. I mean, Becca has also, or we will also include audio. We at the podcast production house will include audio and reveal who said it. And the year. So, you know, enjoy. Okay. I'll read the quote and then let's brainstorm, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
First quote looks pretty dark.
The first quote is super dark. I don't know what year it's from. So here's the first quote. I don't even know what's holding my life together.
What? I just want, this is me. This is Hannah Gelb. Hannah Gelb said this. I don't know.
There is nothing. I am totally alone. I'm so alone. And I don't mean like, of course I have my dear, dear friends, but existentially, no one can make choices for me. I have to figure all this stuff out.
I think that was Hannah Gelb in the library with the candlestick. Just kidding. Ooh. I think it was Hannah Gelb this year. I think it was this year, possibly. This year or maybe last year. Oh, man, I have no idea. I mean, I feel like this comes up in every episode. I don't know what the topic could be. So what do you think, buddy?
Okay, I think it's Hannah Gelb. I think it's from the episode. I'm going to guess it's from one of our episodes of, like, our skill-based episodes of, like, trying to learn something, like a ADD episode or, like, a... I think it might be from the ADHD episode.
Okay. And you know, actually, sorry, my buddy.
Yeah, you are sorry, my buddy. Okay. Let me finish guessing. I wasn't mad. I was looking away.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's from the ADHD episode. I have no idea what year that is. And I think it's Hannah Gelb. So that's my guess.
I'm wondering if this is an episode that I did solo. This kind of feels like a solo Hannah Gelb. But yeah, let's check it out.
So wait, is that your guess?
That is my guess, my official guess.
Do you know which solo episode it could be?
Maybe Resolution. I don't think it's a Conference of Hannah's, but
Should we do an episode where we make sounds? Just different sounds.
Oh my God. can, yes, yes. There are not enough syllables in the word yes to express the yesness of my answer.
Yes. Okay, good. Okay. Should we look? Should we see? Should I reveal?
Yes, let's reveal.
3, 2, 1. It is said by Hannah Gelb in the episode Return of the Gelb, published this year, published in our fourth year, 3/18/21.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. 2021 quote context.wave. Why don't we insert that into the live show and let's take a listen to the quote in context.
Oh, God.
Ding, ding. The reason I brought up that story of
the tardy,
the scary tardy.
And the PDF. Meeting,
yeah. Was like, okay, as you can imagine, receiving this email PDF.
Horrifying.
I was like, I don't even know what's holding my life together. There is nothing. I'm totally alone. I am so alone. And I don't mean like, of course I have my dear, dear friends, but like existentially, no one can make choices for me. I have to figure all of this stuff out. Not all at once, but like in that moment, it just felt like, how am I supposed to do this? Which I'm sure is how Ella's feeling right now. Like, how am I supposed to make all these choices and like be okay somehow?
And not be crying and scared. And not be all crying the and scared. Time.
And like, I have to, but like, it was also, to get that scary letter, it just made me realize, like, I've been trying so long to be this person that I just am not. Ding, ding.
Oh, the tardiness.
Oh, God.
Okay, I stopped listening to it. But as soon as I heard the context, but the tardiness, tardiness. You got something that said tardy, and that was so dumb. Hannah, look at this.
Huh.
From March to today, you no longer are gonna get, you got your part-time hours going. No tardy over here.
Nope. Although I will tell you that last Friday I was 12 minutes late and was told by my supervisor that I would have to mark it on my timesheet. And I was like,
and that, okay. You said prove it.
And I was like, cool, I'll do that. And then in my head I was like, you guys are fascists. I just want you to know that. I know you think this is like a productive use of time.
But it ain't.
It ain't. And Gen Z is going to show you that. Enjoy burning down in the old order of things. Okay.
Yeah. Where's your tardiness then, man?
Not,
where's
your not tardiness? Mad. Not mad at all. Not mad.
Not mad at all. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
This is, you know, you really get to see the flavor of a Becca bot when we see these quotes that have been chosen. But
I know. I was expecting a lot more silliness. I'm hoping maybe there.
I'm a little surprised, but here we go. This is the quote. Okay, it really goes to show. But you know, Becca did say she's just going to randomly jump to a moment. Efficiency, it trumps all in the mind of our beloved. Okay, here we go. Here's the next quote. It really goes to show the people who care about you the most are often the people giving you terrible medical advice. That's tough.
I think this is a Hannah Hart.
I don't, because I read that and I was like, I disagree. But maybe I was talking about other people. But I certainly don't feel that way about the people I love.
Oh, see, I feel like it was perhaps you talking generally about the outer, you know, the circles of people in your life who are with best of intentions, trying to be helpful, but perhaps are not helpful. This reminds me of how to be healthy during the holidays, you know?
Oh, yeah. But it couldn't be that one because there's one from each year.
Oh.
So this has to be going backwards. So this is probably from year 3 or year 2 or something. I don't know. Giving you it goes to show the terrible medical advice. I don't know. Okay, let me think. I'm going to guess it's...
Let me real quick just think about every single episode we've ever done.
I know, this is impossible. I'm just going to keep guessing the ADHD episode. I'm going to guess the ADHD episode in that year. So, and I'm going to guess as said by Hannah Gelb.
Oh, I love it. Okay. I'm going to guess Hannah Hart. I'm going to guess December's relationship or
holiday, staying healthy during the holidays.
Survey says, boom.
Oh, said by neither Ooh. Hannah.
Wait, wasn't it? The rules of the game changed.
Wait, but no, I love this. Oh my God, it's like a trick question. But dude,
it was a trick question. But okay, great. Well, I got it right. It was the ADHD and Adults episode featuring Jessica McCabe. And it was published in 2018. So I think that's year two. And there you go.
Ding, ding.
No, he was really wonderful. And he's a researcher now at Oxford, I think. You know, he was great, and I really value the time that I spent with him. But it really goes to show, like, the people who care about you most are often the people giving you terrible medical advice.
It's tough. It's tough. I would say we have an entire episode actually about medication, because this is something that came up recently in my life. But
ding, ding.
I thought this was a Hannah's. Which Hannah said it game? Well, whatever. Whatever. I won the trick question.
You did. You were so right. And also, that's so great. I love, just today, Jessica McCabe was tweeting, like, how would you like the world to be different?
She's great.
ADHD people. And I was going to say, I don't want any more time fascists.
Yeah.
That's really hard for ADHD people.
Can you reply? You should reply and say that.
No more.
And we should have Jessica back on, because she also, shortly after our podcast, underwent a divorce and radical life change.
Oh my gosh.
For the better.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, let's make a note right now.
Right now.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, great.
This is kind of scary, because now I'm like, wait a minute.
I know. Are they going to? I'm not going to have any idea. Like, now that it's not just the Hannahs. Maybe that was a trick question.
That's
it must
true.
Have been.
It's, yes.
This one starts, vicarious experience is part of human nature. So I'm going to go ahead and guess this is Hannah Hart.
Mm-hmm.
I know what this is, but okay. So here's the quote, everybody, because you're not reading this document. Here we go. Oops, I moved it around. Okay. Vicarious experience is part of human nature, because that's our way of relating to each other, which is why people who are racist lack the understanding. They have literally dehumanized another race in their eyes because they don't receive vicarious experience from watching them. So I'm going to say, yeah, this doesn't seem like a full thought. So, but I'm going to say this is Hannah Hart. I'm going to say it's the episode about racism that we did right shortly before our hiatus in the year 2020.
Oh, right. Oh, my goodness.
Wait, like the one that's like, where do we begin?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Wow. Okay. Yes. I would say this is also Hannah Hart. Topic. Also, racism, perhaps.
Yeah.
And also representation. I was actually going to say maybe it is with the lovely woman who was a guest who wrote, well, that escalated quickly.
Oh, yeah. Francesca Ramsey?
Francesca Ramsey! That was pretty early on. That was like 2014?
No.
Wait, 2014? What the hell am I talking
That's
about?
That's way Sorry. Too early, bro.
20?
No.
So like 2016, 2017.
Okay. Well, what's interesting is that these are taken from our most popular episodes. So we're also getting a little like list of our most popular episodes from each year, which is wild.
Yes. And also I will have to re-listen to them.
Okay. Apparently it is from the episode featuring Elliot Morgan, Freud, Friendships, and Fungus, published on 7/2/2020.
Ding, ding.
Vicarious experience. You watch a trapeze artist jump. And you feel a jolt.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah. Oh,
we watch
great, yeah.
We watch a couple kiss at the end of the movie, and we feel passion. So it's vicarious experience as part of human nature, because that's our way of relating to each other, which is why people who are racist lack the understanding that they literally have dehumanized another race in their eyes, because they don't receive vicarious experience from watching them.
Whoa.
Like, are you sure they haven't just like completely repressed it?
I don't know. I think it's like empathy. I don't know. There's like, if I could run a secondary track alongside this life, I would be back in school studying empathy as my focus.
Dude, it's not too late to do that.
Buddy, I got to feed. I got so many households I got to feed. Like, I don't know, man. I mean,
you don't have to do it right now. I'm just saying, like, that's not out of the question.
Ding, ding.
Wow.
I love that. all.
I think shortly after is the racism episode, or shortly before, because that's when I was like, we have to stop recording episodes because I need to go educate myself in the face of this new, of this untold understanding of our reality. Mm. Goodbye, internet. Mm-hmm. See you on the other side.
So beautifully said, my friend. Oh, thanks, and I was going to say, you said that beautiful thing, and I was going to say, I love how the podcast really documents which shows I'm obsessed with at the time. Because it's true, this is clearly when I was really into Freud.
You really were into that Freud show. I remember. But that was such a great... We all remember, right, earbuds? I'm sure they're nodding. They're nodding along. They're like, that's when Hannah loved Freud, that show.
I'm sure.
Hannah, you want to read our last quote in our guessing game?
Yes, I shall. I would be happy to.
Yeah.
This quote is, when am I going to be the person I need to be? You already are the person you need to be. I feel like this is a Hannah Gelb saying things that feel really good and true in the moment, and then in real life, in my daily life, are so hard to put into practice. But so I feel like this is maybe from the resolutions episode. But then I could also see Hannah Hart saying this, you know? I could see us having a conversation where we're talking about like habits.
Using my powers of deduction, I'm going to say it's from the year 2019, mm-hmm. because it's the only year not on here.
Okay. Yet. See, I wasn't even there.
every game is it's a puzzle.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's Hannah Gelb because I can kind of see it this time, because I could see the shape of a G, because I've grown accustomed to the way the black looks with itself. Mm-hmm. In 2019... when am I going to be the person?
Okay.
Dude, so I'm going to say maybe the Headspace episode.
Oh, that's a great guess.
With guest Andy. Yes. The meditation guy. Oh, he was great. Some kind of motivational thing. Or perfectionism. Maybe it's from our perfectionism episode.
Oh, those were dark.
Loved that.
Dark times.
Dark times. God, that was brutal. Good God. Yeah. Okay, let's find out. The answer is...
Hannah Gelb.
Okay. Hannah Gelb published 12/4/19.
Oh, perfect, my friend.
And the episode was called Life Changing Lessons of Frozen 2.
It makes sense because she's like, you are the one you've been waiting for.
All of my life.
Step into your power. Oh,
yes.
My God.
Oh, God. I'm going to listen to Show Yourself.
Ding, ding.
Mm-hmm. You are the one you've been waiting for all of your life. It's like, stop being like, when's the person I need to meet going to show up? Instead, mm-hmm.
Or
be
even
like,
when am I going to be the person I need to be? You already are the person you need to be. It's the most important film ever made. I am not given to hyperbole
at all. For 2 weeks without you knowing that.
Dude, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I was like, Hannah, I need you to go see Frozen 2.
Yeah. And then you would like text me and be like, have you watched it yet?
I think I text you every day. Be like, did you go see it? Did you see it? Did you see it? Oh, man.
Ding, ding.
I'm actually, my eyes teared up. Dude. I want this so bad for everyone. I want everyone to feel the way Elsa felt singing the song Show Yourself to herself in Frozen 2. God, what a magnificent musical.
It's right along. It just goes right alongside with I Am My Own Soulmate by Lizzo. You know?
I need a fucking Elsa mashup. I'm my own soulmate. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just a feeling myself playlist. Just feeling. Yeah.
I'm feeling myself, and I hope you guys are feeling ourselves, because we're going to be right back and talk some more about and reflect some more about ourselves. So great. Okay, enjoy. And we're back.
We're back with just our favorite topic, which is us.
Us. Yes. Oh, podcast anniversary. I am so okay. We've got some great questions from our co-producer Becca Bott here, and I think we should just straight up answer them, Gelby. I think we should, you know.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do it. So, in under the subject of what has Hanalyze This meant to our own mental health, over the last 4 years, question number one is very broad. Has it helped us grow? Has this podcast been a net positive event in your life, young Gelby?
Well, gosh, I will agree. It's a little broad. But I would say, like, of course it has, because...
Oh, yeah.
There's no way to be alive for 4 years and not learn something.
Dude, same fucking answer, man. You know? I totally agree. I was like, twofold. One, we've been alive for these 4 years, so I have grown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Life has changed. I have evolved.
But yes. But I, you know.
As have you.
Yes. Thank God. Oh, my God. What if we were exactly the same? Oh, it'd be so terrible.
I mean, unless, I don't. No offense to people who are happy.
Yes. Right? I don't understand. Please write a book, because I want to know your secret. But.
No, they're probably like, I don't want to write a book. I like my life.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just doing my life.
Yeah. They're like, I don't need to like compulsively share everything with other people. Like I can just exist. but you know, I think in a more concrete way, it has helped so much because it really showed me areas that I really needed to look at and like very, not just like, but like, oh, I'm having a mental breakdown while we're talking about this. And I thought that was normal. Let me immediately see a therapist and talk to them about this. You know?
Dude, yeah.
That's been very helpful.
I do, yeah. And I have to say, it's been amazing to watch you, like, as a friend who's observed you, it's been great to see you establish boundaries. I think that's something that the podcast has helped do is, like, I remember at one point you were like, I feel like my job on this podcast is to be an open wound.
Mm.
And I was like, nah, bro, that's never your job. No way, man.
No.
Yeah. Your ability to be vulnerable and to share is such a gift to other people. And it is yours to safeguard and share, and use accordingly, right?
Dude, yes. You know? Yes. Yes, I remember. And I think I've gotten a lot better at saying, like, at just saying, I don't really want to do that because I think it'll be really hard for me. And before I was like, have to say yes to everything. That's the goal. Dude, remember when this was like way when we first started and we were doing some topic and
the people pleasing episode.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Which was too close to home.
Too close to home.
It poked at some stuff that had not been examined or held before.
Right. And like the worst part was our producer at the time just had this like other random dude on the call. And he was like, oh, yeah, this is like Mark, by the way. He's just like here. I was like, okay.
It's just wild. Bless his soul.
Bless his soul. Yes.
But this is my preferred independent in-house production podcast show of total like Harto Inc. autonomy is the way Hanalyze This is. Safe and sound.
I think we have we're like at our most, like if we were a Pokemon, we're so leveled up. Like two of us, Beckabot. Yeah.
It's good. It works for me, man. Feels good. Has it helped us grow? I will say one of the biggest blessings of the podcast is the earbud community, man. Like, and for me, having this online community that has stayed so aligned and core and true to the values that, like, I hope to build and to promote or just, like, to be as a company, like, and to be as an entertainment producer, like, I don't know. It really has helped me grow because I don't feel trapped, I guess, into like the entertainment commodification, mainstream, nationally approvable machine. I'm like, why would I want to be like widely approved? Like half the people in this country voted for Donald Trump in the year 2020. So let's just never forget it. Thanks. I'm going to make my show for my community because I love them. Right. So yeah, I guess it's helped me grow because it, like the podcast really kind of helped me take control of my life again. You know, it was the last thing to go. I didn't want to let go of it. And when I let go of it, I was like, this will be the first thing to come back.
Dude, you know,
Everybody, I'm just sitting here nodding with my hand on my heart because I'm so moved.
I'm going to put, you know what? I'm going to put my hand on my heart too. Oh, it feels so good.
Yes.
I love breathing and holding my chest.
Yes. Yes. Let's. Okay. I'm going to take a big deep breath right now.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do is inhale for 4 and exhale for 6.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's what Slow I'm fucking talking about.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. This is another really excellent question. Hannah, what do we hope that the earbuds, speaking of the earbuds themselves, have taken away from the last 4 years? By the way, earbuds, we're desperate to know the answer. So please do let us know on our various platforms, Patreon, yes, etc. Please do. But go ahead. Yeah, what do we hope?
Gosh, you know, I feel like I can't add anything to what earbuds have already said or what they've already shared with us. Like, I feel like I continue to be honored and amazed and surprised at the things people say to us about the podcast. Like,
such as,
you know, like, you know, this really helped me talk to this person in my life, or I was really on the fence about this, but then you kind of did this, so that helped me make a decision. Like, someone definitely said, like, a few people after we did the episode about how I was like, fuck this job, a few people were like, you know, I was also just wanting to quit my goddamn job, so I'm you know, I'm doing it and I'm going to try and be happier. And oh my God, this one person just wrote the most beautiful, beautiful thing. And I still need to respond to them. It was on Instagram and they said,
you don't need to respond. That's like responding. If you give the gift is the podcast. If someone writes a thank you note, you just receive it, man.
Okay. But it was just so beautiful. And I just want to tell them how beautiful it was.
Oh yeah. No, don't let me stop you. I'm just saying, like,
I don't need to feel guilty about it.
No.
Yeah, no.
That's like feeling guilty about a thank you to a thank you card. Like, thank you for thanking me for thanking you. You know what I mean? Again, then it just never ends. But yeah, if you feel compelled, great. But if it's coming from your should place, then you're just shooting all over yourself.
Right. No, I think this is definitely, I do feel compelled. Because they were, like, this person was saying, I also just have this, like, dream. You know, and it's been so hard. I've been so poor, but I'm like reaching for it. And I just hope you find so much what you're looking for. And it just was so touching. And I was like, yeah, that's it. That's right. It's not just, you know, once again, the self-help section in the bookstore is not the section for fucking Hannah Gelb because she's a mess and everyone else is doing great. It's like all of us are out here trudging along with as much dignity as we can muster, reaching for our dreams badly and slowly and confusedly, and that's great.
I like really hope, my hope for the earbud community over the last 4 years is that they've found community here, but and by here I don't mean like that they've like made a bunch of friends online. I mean that they feel connected to us as hosts as we do as like us as listeners as we do as hosts, you know what I mean? Like I feel that, you know, we've made ourselves so like raw but also controlled, but also like we're just authentically out here, man. Like what's up, you know? Like, and I hope that people who don't often see that reflected in media around them or their life around them or the people around them, like I hope you feel seen and like you exist, because that's really important. And you do exist, and just because you're different from the most like workable, functional tool version of the human existence that society allows, doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you, bro. You know? That's how I feel. That's what I hope. That even if they can't change their lives, or they haven't changed their lives, or they don't want to, or whatever, anything like that, that they feel seen.
I hope that people feel seen by this podcast. That's what I hope. Yeah.
That's beautiful, dude.
Which is wild because it's an auditory medium.
Yeah, no, I...
Tickled pink.
Yeah, no, I agree. I would agree with everything you said, dude. Yeah, to feel seen and to maybe hopefully also feel like you have a little more space to be vulnerable or open up when you want to in a safe way, in a safe space, with safe people, you know?
Like a therapist or a professional.
Exactly.
Or someone, yeah, in an appropriate way. Mm-hmm, I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or like
totally.
Having those hard conversations with your loved ones.
Yeah, unless your loved ones are like, you know, emotionally abusive.
Right, except like, in that case, do not talk to them.
Yeah, I hope we've given you the freedom to be like, whoa, this isn't working and maybe it's not me because I'm really trying. And they haven't changed at all. Mm-hmm. Anyway, tell us if our hopes are correct. Have you guys learned anything in the last 4 years? Or are we all just finding a wonderful safe space of commiseration once a week? Either way, we hope it's good. And we hope to hear from you. Hannah Gelb, if you want to get these love notes, where can people find you?
You can find this Gelb at HannahLiesPod on Twitter. I'm also at HizzleGizzle. And... That is it.
And, well, if you want to have more thorough or in-depth conversations, we have a space over at patreon.com/HannahLiesThis. If you want to support the podcast, keep it going, buy the Hannahs a cup of coffee once a month. You can sign up for as low as $5. And that will be a fine cappuccino that Hannah Gelb can watch me drink. Just kidding. We'll share it. Perhaps a baked good. Who knows? Anyway, again, that's patreon.com/HannahLiesThis. And here we are, officially entering into season 5. I love the number 5.
Dude.
I'm excited for the year ahead.
It's such a good, solid number. Like, I wonder if we should, like... Oh, my gosh. I have a question for you, Hannah Hart. When are we going to lock down our theme song? I think this is the year to do it.
Bro, I think you're right. So, see you 1 year from today. For our 5-year anniversary episode, and I can't wait to be in the future knowing what our song sounds like. I can't wait.
That is something to look forward to.
Yes, indeed. We look forward to seeing you. We look forward to you blessing us with your attention again next week. We have new episodes every Sunday or wherever or whenever you like to consume your podcasts. Anyway, have a great day.
Bye. We love you.